Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
Yeah! Future Bachelor! Yo, this is one of my old favorites, V.
This is a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, one, two. Princess here before you. That's what I said now. Princess here before you. Just go ahead now. My last diamonds in his pockets. And that's some red now. This one, Cindy wants to buy you rockets. And then there's a man. Got some mixing up on his jacket. And it is him now. Remember him, your father will condone you. How about that now? Remember me, your father will disown you. You need his head now. Marry him, or marry me. I'm the one that loves him, baby, can't you see? I ain't got no future or family tree. But I don't want a bitch with another heart to be. I don't want a bitch with another heart to be. Said if you want to call that baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell that baby, just go ahead now. And if you want to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours,
just go ahead. Oh wait, this is a solo. Okay, we got to do a guitar solo for that part.
We gotta let it ride.
It's that part of the solo right here, though.
Woo! I just, like, the guitar that just plays.
One, two.
All right, let's start the show, V. Oh, man. Whoa, guys, got a little crazy there at the end, but this is Future Bachelor. Welcome. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 118.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. What's going on? Holy cow. Well, that, I had to start off with that vibe, first of all, because it's my jam. I've always loved that song, Two Princes by Spin Doctors, you know, 90s favorite. I played it in a talent show when I was like a kid and stuff, and it's just one of those songs that gets me super hype. And I know how to play that guitar solo, so it's like the one guitar solo.
Yeah, you really, you were playing it, and for me, it looked like you were playing like the smallest air guitar.
I know, I'm like in a frame right here, so like, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, so that's the jam. Now I'm all sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. Yeah, because apparently I look like 8 Mile right now.
Well,
because
he's got like this hood up and he's got a beanie, like a black beanie on. He's just,
you only
like,
get one shot. You know,
will you take
so,
it or yeah. Will you let it slide back?
Anyways, how you doing, V? What's going on with you?
Yeah, no, I've been really working on my watch tan. It is pretty evident. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah. You got a white wrist. Yeah. Gee, I got to put my sunglasses on to see that.
Woo! But no, I
even
mean,
even more than probably the watch, you know?
Yeah, it's just a little Timex watch that I usually wear. But, you know, I like to know what time it is when I'm sitting out by the pool and things like that, and I don't have my phone near me. But yeah, so this past weekend I pooled it up at some of these open pools of my friends, and because I got like a shit ton of new bathing suits from this like, you know, weird online company called Shein or Shine or however you say it. So I'm just looking for any
it's
excuse
called China.
To wear. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, I'm full of them today. Whoa. Anyways, but that's cool. So you're by the pool.
Yeah, and I actually, there was a reunion of my little trio. We called ourselves Glamly for a long time, but we are all reunited now. It's my friend Morgan and my friend Amy and me. So that was a fun little reunion. And then,
do you make up like a little nickname for all your crews?
Okay, like your one to talk.
I'm just saying, like, yo, I it's just weird because I thought I was the only one to do it.
You know, and the flag is and stuff. I came up with that one, but like,
that's funny. Well, yeah, I ended up kind of. It was a lot of birthdays this weekend, a lot of surprises, and so started off with a surprise party for my friend Diana, and that was really fun. Had a rally the next day to get Chef John, like we went shooting with him, but the funny part is it's like we had a surprise party for him later on that night. You know, whether or not like he knew something was going on, we did our best like to like, you know, throw him a good night and stuff, and I think he had a great night, which we ended up, I had a friend in town, Alejandra, and she went out like for a little bit to go meet up with a friend at a bar. And at which point you intersect into the story. What happened?
Yeah. So my roommate, Rachel, works at the Poor Tap Room right by me. And she was working Saturday night. And honestly, like I was exhausted. My plan was just to go sit there, drink a couple of free drinks, and go home. And then as I was literally like just had gotten my second free drink from her, Alejandra came up to the back register where my roommate was working and was all like, "Do I pay out here?" And then saw me and said, "Wait, are you Veronica?" And I was like, yeah.
Me?
Yeah. Indeed I am.
Yeah. And that's just a small world we live in. That's pretty cool. And then you ended up meeting up and hanging out for the rest of the night. And then this is also the weekend Paul's brother Steven moved here, my other friend from Orlando. And now him and Kelsey are living together and we have a whole crew here in Atlanta pretty much. So
like a mini version of the Fly Kids, really.
Yeah, essentially the Fly Kids, we got most of them here now. So that was my weekend. I'm pretty tired from it, but you know, we came here to pod today, and podding we gonna do, so we might as well catch a plane to you know where. Quick Hits. I feel like a travel agent, like hyping you up to go on like this journey that you're paying a lot of money for. But this is free 99 and V.
Free what, 99.
What do we got for some Quick Hits?
All right, so Beyonce, she dropped a new song called Black Parade, and she actually also dropped an extended a cappella version on Tidal because she has to help her husband make money. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's a big song, and it has a lot of references to Black culture, a lot of references to the different racial justice movement that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. And I think she was saying that the there was a lot of proceeds that were going to different related causes. I forget which ones exactly. So, I mean, this is, you know, this is the way that Beyonce does it. She just drops a frickin' song and is like, boop. But I also know she's giving money otherwise. Like, I think she's come out saying like other things that she's been giving money towards. I mean, I would hope so because she's Beyonce.
Yeah, she
and
got
she
it.
Has a shit ton of money.
Yeah. So, what else we got?
All right. In the same vein, Bubba Wallace, who is known for being like, I think one of the only,
I think he's the only Black NASCAR driver.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty
I think
sure
so.
He's the only one. But yeah, I mean, obviously NASCAR has been in the news recently with, you know, what's going on in the world. They banned, the Confederate flag from all races. And, you know, obviously, I don't think it's any secret that like when it comes to NASCAR, it kind of comes with, you know, the South and probably a bunch of fans that probably are racist. And, you know, so, I mean, over the last week, you know, there was a noose found in his garage, like
team garage.
Yeah. I mean, I know it was big. But what ended up happening? Like, I just saw the other day with the ropes been in there for a while or something.
Yeah. So, like, I guess
I didn't really understand, like, what was.
Yeah. It seems a little, I'll be honest, like, from me reading all the news that came out, it seems a little shady.
Stunty? Like, they're like, stunting? I would hope it's not,
you know, the same level as What's His Fetch. Remember, was that last year or 2 years ago now with the I forget his name, the black guy from Empire who did the whole stunt with the, like, rope and the bleach or whatever.
What's his name? Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett, yes.
How easy we forget about people we talk about forever.
I know.
I kind of got that little, like, feeling, too. I don't think it was, like...
I don't think so. I would hope not. I don't think
he did it, but I do think there was something going on here. But, you know, I mean, regardless, it brought awareness even more to some messed up stuff. I mean, there's been black people being lynched all around America in the last, like, couple weeks.
Like,
and stuff.
The last couple of weeks. Yeah. And they're being ruled as suicides.
Yeah. It's or the whatever. Craziest
like,
stuff.
Who in their right, who is going, like, up into a tree? Like, nobody.
A black person specifically. Why would
they? Like, a black person's going to be like, hang on, I'm going to go to this random tree. Climb it and hang my, nobody.
I mean, no. I don't know what's going on, but I mean, this is, it is just brings up, like, it's a sign, like, there's so many signs of racism, and a noose is one of them. It's a scary one too. It's like, I don't know. Like that's like straight up like, a threat, you know? So, scary stuff. I hope, you know, no more of that stuff is happening around Bubba Wallace. But it was cool to see NASCAR get behind him really quick, unlike Colin Kaepernick with the NFL, you know?
Yeah.
So,
that's interesting, especially within a sport like NASCAR being, like, as we said, very much so Southern predominant, and, like, people in the South like to consider the Confederate flag a part of Southern pride.
Well, I think right now, like, the sheets are getting pulled off of things, no pun intended, with, like, you know, but but I think because of, like, the quarantine and everybody been, like, packed up, like, I think now, like, legit, like, the curtains are opening, and, like, a lot of dark shit is, like, coming back out now, like, and becoming the focus. Like, I don't know, like, if people, like, had, I mean, it's almost like we created a culture of people that just want to, like cancel people now, like, you know, and a lot of stuff has been coming out, allegations, like, sexual allegations again, you know, with celebrities. I don't know if you want to, like, start it up.
Yeah, so there was somebody who came out with a bunch of tweets saying that Justin Bieber raped her back in, I think, was it like 2014 in a Four Seasons hotel in Austin. And Justin came out quick with receipts of where he was, receipts of where him and Selena were, because him and Selena were dating at the time, receipts of, like, you know, everything, to pretty much be like, no, there's no way I was in this hotel with this woman doing what she says that I'm doing, which, like, as I, you know, I respect receipts. But, you know, now a lot of fans are being all like, okay, is he purposely mentioning and pulling Selena in there so that she now has to, like, stand up and be like, yeah, like, he didn't do this, like, which I would hope, I don't know, like, that gets, like, so tricky, because it's like, is that her responsibility to be like, yeah, he didn't do this, like, I was there.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also, like, it's so crazy, like, because you don't want to sit here and you know, it's innocent proven guilty. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, any, like, people, you want to believe, like, people that have, you know, gone through these things, especially women, like, you want to hear them out and stuff. But, you know, when, especially with sexual allegations and stuff or assault, you know, and, it's one of those things where, like, if you didn't, I don't know, like, it's one of those things where, like, when you lie, like, do you, or, like, if you did something wrong, or if you're innocent, what do you do? Like, what is the right reaction to like, be like, I didn't do that. I have nothing to hide or to prove, like, you know, but then you have someone that's, like, kind of, like, pulling out every little receipt. Like, it's almost like, why is this one situation out of, like, every girl that could, like, be like, whatever, kind of making Justin Bieber pull out screenshots, receipts, like, you know, deposits, like, whatever it is.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, like, this isn't his first rodeo. He's, like, dealt with this before. So I feel like,
but
maybe
he's doing it, like, publicly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, if it goes to court and stuff, like, at least you have all this proof. But, like, I don't know. It's like, so it's weird times, like, to be a celebrity. Like, you know, like, I can't. it's like we're just looking for like the biggest people to just crumble down. And like, you know, I'm not saying this that like any of these people are like saints or anything, but it's just like, well, I don't know, like Ansel Elgort, like, you know, that's another actor an actor that's going, you know,
through. And singer. So, we've had him.
Right. So what's going on with him?
So a woman accused him of sexual assault from years back. I also 2014. Why everyone choosing 2014? Which she actually, I guess, deleted her tweets. Like saying that. And so he came out with a statement saying that he did have like a consensual relationship with her at one point, and that actually I think she dumped him, and like then he like didn't handle the breakup well and didn't respond to stuff, and he's like, that's my, like, that's on me for being immature and doing that. He's like, he was 20, she was 17, which I guess like in New York 17 is the age of consent, so legally it's fine. But yeah, so it's interesting. Once again, like I have, like, as you know, as someone, cause we'll get into saying more stuff about Crystalia in a second, but like, I'm always like, you know, I believe women deal, and I always like, it always frustrates me when there are people who are potentially lying about assaults or things like that, because then it really just harms the larger movement and the larger, like, you know, hopefully, like, I would love in my lifetime for like rape culture to not be like a thing, but I doubt that's gonna happen. That makes me really sad.
Yeah, I think, but the, like, lines get so blurred with celebrity though, because it's like,
yeah,
there's like this weird power dynamic of like the celebrity. It's like, you know, so it's like, are they like taking advantage of people because like they're like, you know, they can, or also like, are like people that are not the famous ones taking advantage of the celebrity because, you know, they got that close and, you know, they have like association with them and they can say anything at this point. And a lot of, especially in this climate, it's being taken seriously. So it's like, it's a like difficult like waters to navigate, I feel like, when it comes to celebrity and sexual allegations, because celebrities, there's definitely a lot of weird sex things happening with them too, like, you know. But at what point, like, is there proof? Is there like, you know, I mean, how does one just be like I was raped, when like they went to the hotel room and all that stuff? Like, it's crazy out there. Like, it's not like people haven't lied before about that type of stuff. Yeah. Right? So I can't really say one way or another. But the Crystalia thing is like, I think a very, I think it's an interesting topic. Because first of all, it's funny because like, wasn't it just a couple weeks ago I was talking about Crystalia or something like that?
You were, yeah.
What was I saying about him?
I really don't remember.
It was like, I think I was just probably calling him out on being an asshole and just being like, you know, like that. But, you know, within the last couple of weeks, like, you know, it's weird now because like, you'll see any celebrities, like, so I started seeing Chris D'Elia accused of sexual allegations. And I was like, you kind of like don't even like really bat an eye at the first ones, like, you know what I'm saying, until they really catch steam. You're like, oh, yeah. I mean, okay, so another guy being accused of something, you know, okay. But then like over the course of a week, I started seeing like all the, I kind of was like, because I see Chris D'Elia's stuff all the time, like on Instagram, on YouTube. I'm a huge fan of comedy, like I've always said on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm a huge fan of podcasts. So it's like the comedy podcast world has actually been blowing up recently, even bigger so, because Chris D'Elia
was all this, they can do. Yeah.
Well, I
they
mean, can't like recently, perform. Like with Joe Rogan blowing up and like getting that huge deal on Spotify, Joe Rogan is associated with acts like Brendan Schaub, Chris D'Elia, you know, there's a bunch of different ones that I can't think of their names all right now. But, you know, one person makes a mistake and then like the rest of them kind of like, so I've been kind of seeing how the rest of like the crew has been like dealing with it and stuff, because it sucks, man. Like, there's, what is it, like screenshots of him talking to underage girls, you know, essentially. At what point though does he supposed to, like, how we know that he knows that they're 16, or what has he done after the fact, like, you know, or that they're, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I think, you know, that I think it's more on him than than it is on like these girls. You don't think it's on
like two people though? Also, like knowing that they're like 16 or 17 and going after a celebrity and stuff too. Like
if you're young, but no, I've like read so many different accounts of like these different women. I've even read accounts of women who weren't, who like got close to this and like whatever with him and like knew that it was a bad situation, but because they were so overcome by, you know, you're like, if you're like 15, 16, whatever, like, and this is like potentially like an idol and they're giving you that amount of attention, how are you like, you're going to act like a certain way. You're like, you're not the responsible one. Then that is like, you're not like, that is like up to him. He is like the adult. He is the one in the power. And like you then as like a teenager, as a minor, knowing like he knows sure, what power
but, like,
he has.
I get all that, but like, you know, it's the weird one part of it. It's like, this is through email, actually. It's not even text, it's like email. So he's using an email like account to like message these girls. But Chris D'Elia is actually known in like entertainment world as being like a ladies man, like, you know, saying all his friends are saying, like, you know, I've always seen girls just like run after him and stuff like that. So the fact that he, you know, is going like, you know, below the line of 18 to like even talk to girls is sickening, you know. And also, you know, he's played like a pedophile in multiple different things too, hasn't he? Like, which is kind of like,
well, yeah, he
even
played it in You.
Creepier, like, to it.
Yeah, he played it in You. And so like actually like Penn Badgley, who plays Joe in You, he like has had an interview recently being all like, yo, like, this is really disturbing to me. Like, I didn't, like, you know, I don't know Chris, I don't know what he's done, whatever, but, you know, I want to believe these women. And I guess they even like have been, the like production team and stuff has been reaching out to the girl who played like his prey on You to make sure like she's all good to go. Whoa, and everything.
Yeah,
like that,
because like he plays a comedian who preys on like, he like drugs girls and like,
yeah,
takes pictures,
like, he,
of them or
like, yeah, he gets like young girls like drunk and drugs them and like takes like photos of them.
Oh my god, this is so dark. And then I just read something like Hulu just pulled like an episode of Workaholics that he was on, that he played a pedophile on there.
Yeah, like it's like,
it's like, yeah,
it's
you're
like
really
life
good at
imitating
this role.
Art, like, what's happening?
Yeah, but it, I mean, it's interesting to see all that happen. I mean, I don't know how one comes back from this. Actually, I think like his management company dropped him. All his stuff is getting pulled off of all the platforms. I haven't seen him like put a podcast out in 2 weeks. You know, he's been very quiet on Instagram. And I don't know. It just like, it's kind of crazy for someone that was, I mean, Chris D'Elia like a month ago was probably, I mean, but let's say like Chris D'Elia before COVID-19 was on top of the, like the world, like as far as comedy, as like Chris Rogan is up there. And it's,
yeah,
like, then
he
Chris
had like
D'Elia,
a special, I feel like
Chris
on
Rogan,
Netflix recently, he's been up there.
Yeah. You know, he just released a special. Not many people were impressed with it, but, but yeah, I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens to him. I mean, I heard he comes from a rich family, so it's not like Chris is going to be on the streets or anything like that. But
no,
I doubt he's going to be able to get any TV shows. The only thing he might be able to do is have a podcast, and you know, he calls his following babies and stuff like that too. It's like the,
that's
it's the
weird.
Craziest
see,
shit, man.
It's just like
my babies. What's up? And I've read other things too. Like, I mean, it's very possible if someone's doing that type of stuff, like they probably have gone as far as to have sex with like a minor and stuff. So, it's kind of crazy out there. A lot of stuff is coming out. The receipts, they don't go away. I saw like a clip of him, like someone was telling, like they were talking about someone getting caught like for pedophilia, and they were explaining to him, like, he's like, wait, but I thought the story like goes away in 24 hours. Like, he's like, yeah, but like they can take a screenshot of it and then they hold on to that. And he's just, and his face is just like, oh shit. Like, you just see like on his face, like where he's probably just thinking about how he's gonna, I don't know. Like, oh man, I don't know what a person really thinks when they put themselves out in public and do things like that. It's crazy.
It's just like, it's, yeah, and then like actively goes and like plays that kind of character or makes He's like,
yeah,
so
that is this, that is super sick. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if he's super guilty of this thing, that's even super sick. He's legit, like, as sick as the character he played in You. Like, maybe
yeah,
even like
yeah, he's like,
it's even worse because he's like, it's like Inception shit. Like, he's even worse than that character in You because he's like not even playing a person that goes around playing that actor on TV, but then
he
actually,
is that person.
I know, right? It's crazy. It's yeah, like he is. This is the craziest. Like, I'm getting the weirdest.
It's like
Inception.
Such a bold move. That's like how untouchable you have to think you are. Ooh, yeah. To go and play something like that and just be like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. That's some. That is some sick shit. All right. Well, what else we got?
All right. So, you know, we're far into this year now, and at the top of the year, all everyone could talk about was Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. Well, as ATLians, as we are here on this show, Love is Blind, those folks tend to live around us. And I actually have a connection to the girl that Mark dated right after the show stopped filming and then dumped her 2 weeks before the show aired. But
Mark is the young dude.
Yes. He's the one who, yes, Mark was the young guy. He was 24 on the show, got engaged to Jessica, who was 34. She doesn't let you forget it. Mm-hmm. They don't end up getting married, but yeah. So he's been found out on the internet that he's been like pulling along a couple of girls. So he and LC, Lauren Chamberlain, I think is her name. She was on Love is Blind. She briefly was shown because she was one of the people also going after Barnett. And her and Mark got together in May. Like, they were like kind of like Corona dating. And then something popped up on Reddit this past week that like some girl in Iowa is like, oh, look, like my best friend or whoever is dating like Mark Cuevas from Love is Blind. And LC sees it and she's like, huh, interesting. Because there's all these pictures of him with this girl in like Cleveland, Ohio, like from like this past week or a week ago. And she's like, huh, interesting. Because like I've been dating him here in Atlanta since May, and I brought him to the airport.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, well, this might actually, that is some tea, and let's talk about this maybe as a mini main topic later. We'll have to like segue into that topic, but I mean is that like it's blowing up in his face right now, I guess.
Yeah, because I mean now LC dumped him because she's like, thanks for nothing. Yeah, and then he also has then went back to my friend that he dated for like a year and a half, you know, from the period right after it stopped filming to right before it premiered. And he's now like circled back to her to try to like hit her up. So
that's messy.
It is messy. It's messy. Like, these men, don't they think we don't like, we know, we always know.
Messy men.
Let's see,
what made you go yikes this week, Veronica?
I feel like, because like the other stuff is, as we've been saying for like the past like months, everything in this world is yikesy, but like this was like a more like, yo, what's happening? But poor Britney, I feel like I can just see Britney Spears, I can see her little brain cells just leaving her, and I'm like, she posted this Instagram TV video of her just walking in and out of frame, doing like a little dance, kind of like half lip syncing to Billie Eilish's You Should See Me in the Crown. And it's like weirdly angled up, and it's like her in like her super low rise shorts, her permanently like smudged on eyeliner. And I'm just like, Brett.
Yeah, yo, I saw it, and a lot of her videos are actually like that. It's like she speeds up these things, and she's like, it's like she's modeling and stuff. And I, to me, it looks like she's losing it too, but it also could just be like, you know, when your like mom gets like Facebook like for the first time, like, I mean,
yeah,
it's only a once
like
in a generation type thing, but like, you know, and they start trying to figure it out, or they're like, ooh, look, Instagram or emojis or something like that. They just, it's just not the same like as like a teenager that gets on like TikTok. Britney on TikTok is not the same as a teenager on TikTok. It's like she doesn't get it probably. She's trying to imitate it. It's not working out. But, you know, so I thought Britney Spears was like a hot mess. But then
she's
I went to PG. I was like, PG, look at this crazy video of Britney Spears. And I was like, it was like, what's wrong with her? I was like, do you think she's like hot? He's like, yeah. And I was like, what?
What?
And so I was like, you're crazy, dude. You're crazy. So I was like, then we got this like whole geography. He's like, if you saw her walking down the street, you would probably think she was hot. I was like, I don't know, dude. Not like this. Like, and then so I was like, I got to call somebody else. So I called Chef and I was like, yo, Chef, like, come on, man. Like, you know Britney Spears is? He's like, yeah. He's like, you think she's hot? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, what? Like, I don't know what's happening here. What world am I living in that all my friends still think Britney Spears
okay,
is hot?
Okay, but no, like, she's like unwell. Like, she is not
that's
okay.
That's what I was trying to say, but I guess I wasn't she's articulating mentally, it right.
Like, she needs, like, I think, like, sis needs to be, like, she needs something. Like, she is, like, not. Oh.
She needs, like, a crew of probably good people around her. That's what she needs.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, anyways, well, yikes. Why don't we get into a little mini topic. Switch it up a little bit there. Yeah, I was like, mini. But our mini main topic this week, you know, kind of like Mark Cuevas of Love is Blind fame. Can you like too many people at once? How do you juggle that? Can you juggle that, V? Are you a juggler?
Are you a juggler?
Oh, man.
I'll be honest. I feel like it's been mentioned on this podcast how there was that one time I was brought on stage at another live podcast show to go over a list of people and different things. And the reason I originally created that whole note in my phone was when I first moved to Atlanta and I, you know, didn't have a lot of friends yet. It was easy to go on dating apps, have people take me on dates so then I could learn parts of the city. And then I'd be like, who do I not? So I would make a list and I would write down like things about them so I could figure it out, because I don't really like juggling too many people at once, because then, first of all, it's a lot of effort.
Well, okay. I want to bring you back a little bit, because I think juggling people and liking too many people at once is two different things.
It could be. I feel like one leads to the other.
Yeah. And I think one, should be looked at not as bad as the other, I guess. If you like a lot of people, I don't think that that's bad. I don't think as much as juggling a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I mean,
what
if
I'm
you
saying?
Like a bunch of people, but then it's like, for me, if I can like people, but then it's like, if I'm not going to put action into it, what's the point?
Well, see, to me, I guess I'm into more of, because the reason why I say those are different is because I like a lot of people, but I don't like to juggle a lot of people. That's for sure. You know, and you're right. It does take like action, but it doesn't just take action on me. It takes action on the other person too. Now, where I guess like there's a push and pull or tug or whatever is when you like a lot of people, so you spread yourself thin and you don't really, you know, I guess, you know, focus on maybe one person to actually invest in and do action. But I don't know, like, I feel like I don't think liking a lot of people is bad. Like, maybe maybe you can like a lot of people, you're just not in the space to actually make action, you know what I'm saying? Like, I also it depends on how many people are actually liking you out of all those people you like. Like, if it's like, depending on the ratio, it's like, I don't think it's that bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not saying that it's bad. I don't think it's like a good or bad thing. Like, cause my thing is like, so liking people, I just feel like, okay. Like, I feel like I could have a bunch of crushes. Let's say I have crushes on multiple people, but I feel like for me, there's always certain people that maybe I have a crush on, but I'm never like, I just know that that's just not a thing that's gonna happen. And then I kind of like try to phase that out of being even a crush, because then for me, there's no point of having mental space of like having romantic like feelings for somebody if like I can't make it work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like a lot of times I might like people that might not like me back. And so it's liking a lot of people kind of like sets your cast out. Like you're like, all right, I'm going.
You like to cast a wide net. I don't really like to cast as wide of a net.
Yeah, but like it's just because I know I have to cast a wide net because if I go too thin, it just becomes too focused. Like, you know, and a lot of times I've realized, listen, it's become too focused because that person ends up like not having like qualities that like actually like mesh with me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But then you know that and then you could go, then you can move on. Like, I feel like.
But it just, yeah, it just feels like, I guess it's like the time wasted. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm just like.
But it's like, you're going to waste that same amount of time no matter however you split it.
Maybe you get lucky. One of the girls you like actually is like the one, you know?
Yeah, but I'm saying like, you're going to waste that time. You're going to be spending time getting to know people or whatever, no matter how you cut it.
True. I don't know. Like, you can learn about a lot about a person after the first time of hanging out. I guess I like the idea of people. Like, I guess I like the idea of people. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, and then it all gets ruined, you know, when they start hanging out
See,
with
but
them.
That's, I guess, like, that's my thing is, like, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm more, I think maybe I'm slightly more logical than you in that sense, or I don't even know what. Like, I am just very black and white. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it because I feel like I think about it a little bit differently. Like, I feel like the most I've ever, yeah, maybe like there's been periods of time where I've liked maybe like 2 to 4 people at once, and then I'm maybe going on dates with like that many people during a span of time, but then I like whittle it down. I always have to whittle it down. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't keep liking all of them during that same amount of time. And, like, maybe a new player will, like, ebb in or flow out or whatever. But I feel like I don't know if, like, I can – I don't know. Like, I can't have, like, that many crushes at one time because I
guess I find myself in a situation where people are like, Sai, you just say you like everyone.
Which is true. You do.
That's what I do, like everyone. I'm not saying I like everyone. I do.
My question is, like, how can you have romantic feelings for so many people? Like,
I got a big heart. I got a big heart, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, but like, I feel like then what is the follow through? Like, I follow through.
Okay, I like this. I like this. It's constructive. What's the follow through? Typically, it's a follow up, like, conversation. I can tell. I don't know. Like, I always try to like read myself too in these situations. So I can tell when I like someone, I probably will like text them or DM them and be like, hey, and try to start a conversation. At which point, you know, depending on how they react to that, I probably will, you know, cool it down or heat it up, you know what I'm saying? But, but yeah, a lot of the times, like it's like that. I feel like at least I'm putting myself out there and I'm shooting my shots, like, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of people just sit here and wait, and then they have all the advice in the world when they just like find one person or whatever. But it's like,
exactly. Yeah, no, I definitely, and you know, I'm here for shooting shots. Like, I think shots should be shot. That could have been better, but
I just feel like sometimes me being a shooter, like, it's almost like Michael Jordan, like, you know, and on the Bulls, like, you know what I'm saying? What is it? The 93, 94 Bulls or whatever? Six? I don't know. Whatever. You would know.
There was years. It was a dynasty.
Well,
but go on.
What was going on? Those Bulls. And, you know, like, they're just like, or Kobe, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, he just keeps taking shots. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a shooter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but, like, someone, they almost always make them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is different. I can't force a shot. Like, I the only thing I can do is just get, like, really good at, like, girls saying yes. I don't know, like, I can't. No, I can only do it. I can only be as much as I can. But you're messing up my analogy. I'm a shooter, all right? So I shoot. It has nothing about making them in, all right? Let's cut the analogy at the actual, like, you know, sport.
I feel like
no, but I'm talking about the team. Like, you know what I'm saying? I talk about the rest of the team. They're like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he shoots so many shots. Like, you know, I don't shoot so many shots, but like, and then like the other fucking team players are like hating on the shooter. Like, it's like, dude, fucking when you get the ball, shoot it then. Like, I'm not, like, if you're not going to shoot, I'm going to get the ball and I'm going to shoot. Like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't sound like me because I'm not very athletic, but in that sense, I am Michael Jordan.
This analogy is off the rails because.
But that's what I'm saying. All right. So, like, to simply put it in not size terms, I think.
Sports with size.
I think sometimes people, like, that don't, like, shoot their shot think it's, like, it's a different, like, thing. Like, you know, they might hate on, you know, the shooter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, like, you know, it's like, you know, this is why you're not, like, it's like, I'm not asking you why, like, this person, I'm asking you, like, why like, it's bad for me to be, like, into somebody, like, at a party if I'm, no, like, you know.
I don't think it's bad, but I also feel like you, unlike Michael Jordan or Kobe, mm-hmm. you are more shooting and, like, you might, there's not always a basket. Like, there's not, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like you're just shooting.
Hey, I mean,
shoot.
You weren't with me shooting in the gym.
Sometimes you're just shooting.
Maybe
to
I'm
shoot.
In the gym, yo. That's the gym. Like, sometimes you didn't see Michael Jordan in the gym. Do you see Kobe in the gym? They probably miss a bunch of shots. Actually, I think there's a huge, like, quote or something like that about, like, yeah, you all the shots that Michael Jordan made, but imagine all the shots he didn't make. That's actually like a quote. So yeah, I am Michael Jordan. Like, I might have a better chance because I'm actually shooting in the gym. I'm trying to have conversations with people that might be out of my league and try to, like, see what that's like. And, you know, as I'm bettering myself, like, I'm trying to, like, you know, get maybe a better caliber of ladies, like, in my life and stuff. Like, so that's what I'm saying. I think it's just like I'm constantly working on my sport, like, you know, as far as
But my thing is, like, so if you're shooting shots, like, I don't know if, like, I could. Sometimes I feel like there's different levels to liking then, because, like, if I'm just shooting a shot, like, I'm not going to consider that liking right off the bat. Like, that's obviously, like, attraction, but that I don't know if that's, like, a for sure like situation. Do you know what I'm saying?
I've never really been good with terms. Like, I always used to be like, yeah, we've hooked up, but some people consider hooking up as sex. When I say hook up, it could have been just as anything as, like, a make out and a boob touch or something, like,
yeah.
So, you know, when it comes to liking or being attracted to someone, I'm just going as simple as, like, for some reason my eyes and my heart goes like this, like, when I'm around you, I think I like you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like that's more
being attracted to something is liking it.
Yes and no. I feel like I would consider like to be more, like, emotionally tied, while attraction is, like, I feel like a little bit more physically, chemically tied, in my opinion.
I mean, you've heard the love at first sight shit. Like, everyone says it. It's very possible. So I think there's something in the first moment where someone meet someone, or even if it's a first conversation at a party.
True.
There's something
true.
There.
I feel like you can like at first sight, I guess.
So, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm just, it's either that, or I just like go to places and don't, like, try to, like girls or something like that. I can't.
No, I just think, I guess, like,
this is just the way I am.
It's just different. Like, yeah, because I don't go places expecting to shoot shots.
Hell, I do that all the time. That's the only reason why I leave the house. Like, you know what I'm saying?
See, like, that's not me at all.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do. I'm very, like, in my own world. Like, I got the podcast. I got, like, the music. Yeah. I got, you know, my bike, my friends, all this other stuff. So when it comes to, like, going out, like I said it a bunch of times, I don't go on dating apps or anything like that. I usually, like, don't go out during the week so I can, like, go out on, like, at a party or go to a bar and actually, like, meet some, like, single ladies. Like, you know, it's just.
Yeah, I guess, like, I go just for, like, the fun.
Yeah, no, there's, I mean, I've quickly realized that, like, I mean, I can have fun with my friends, I guess, like, but I can have fun with my friends doing other things, like going to parties and stuff. There's always going to be a cute girl at a party. And if I think I have a chance, I'm going to try, you know.
Okay.
I mean, well, especially being single, like, I don't understand what the problem is.
I'm not saying that there's a problem. It's just interesting to me because, like, I view social situations way differently. But yeah.
I guess so. I mean, you are also, you know, younger than I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm
yeah, I would think I would be more of the one who'd be like, let me.
All right. I'm like really interested to talk to single version of Veronica, 32 turning 33, and see where her dating life is at. Because here, you know, after being in relationships most of my 20s, here I am at 30. Like, it's like, I want to like meet a bunch of girls. Like, I haven't been able to meet a bunch of girls like over a decade being in relationships, like, you know, so it just is what it is. That's just, yeah, I don't well, think, I don't want to be like,
okay, I guess like is
shamed for, you know, shooting my shot and stuff. It's just, that's the way I feel. Like, yeah, I feel like I sometimes I feel shamed into like being like the only one that tries around here. Like, it's like, I'm not going to feel bad just because.
No. I don't think you should feel shame. I think, like, I just think it's interesting. Okay, yeah. So, like, obviously, like, we have our age difference, whatever. So, I guess, like, is your goal then with, that's my thing is, like, I guess, like, if I was in your age, who's to say? I don't know yet. But, like, if I was in your position, I could see, like, is then the shooting more to, like, find someone to then potentially settle down with? Or, like, what is that?
It's more of, like, finding what I actually truly like. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many different types of women out there that, like, I don't, like, maybe if you are basic and you have a type, like, of person, you can very easily go to a party and be like, oh, yeah, that muscular, tall, white dude, like, I'm definitely going for that. But when I see, like, I go into a diverse room of, like, people, like, my friends, like, that bring other diverse people in, I'm like, holy cow, there's that beautiful black girl over there. Oh, my goodness, there's this crazy Asian people. And some people are just going in, maybe just looking for the white girl or something like that. I'm sorry, I find, like, all these girls attractive, and, like, I'm going to try my shot at one of them. Like, it's just, like, you know, and I also get to know girls. I'm like, oh, I don't like a girl that is, like, all into this shit, or like, you know, I don't like a girl, like, you know,
that's what dating's all
talks
about,
like this or whatever, like that. I don't know, like, so that's kind of like the point of also like getting to know these people, because every time I do kind of focus on one girl, I end up being like, you know, maybe there was a way to filter out going down so deep down this road beforehand by actually just getting to know other girls, maybe. Like, other things that I do,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, like, I don't know if I, like, totally agree with that. But, I mean, because I think, like, that's what dating's all about. Like, you gotta, like, date different people to figure out what you like and, like, what you want to, like, what, you know, what makes up, I don't know, like, the checklist of things that you want in a partner. But, like, I don't know if, like, I feel like I think thinking about it in the way of like being like, well, if I like and like entertain multiple people at once, then like I won't get into a situation with somebody that isn't right for me. I don't know if that's like the right way to think about
it.
What
is entertaining, like, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not juggling people here. I'm just talking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
that's
legit
still juggling because that's putting effort and time. Like, I mean, I've been caught up in your good morning text.
It's in person, though, like over time. Like, we see each other at like gatherings and stuff, like, and I'll, you know, do that, like, you know, it's not like anything much serious than that, like, you know, so to me,
but then my thing is like, what's the point? I couldn't like keep like doing like very minimal moves on like a bunch of different people, because then I'm like, then you're never actually gonna figure out what you like. I feel like that takes longer to get the data
right now. I feel like it's just like a really like weird time to try to even get
it
to
is
know
it's
people.
So impossible
we're,
to date
we're
right
all
now.
In like our own routines that like we're just like like, you know, and then like we're slowly figuring out what our new routines are and to introduce someone new into it, like, it's like, and that's kind of where I'm at, so I'm kind of thinking about like other people like that, so it's I'm also trying not to be like, you know, I don't know, like, you know, so I'm just I figure like one of these people I'm talking to, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If not, then I'll end up talking to somebody that hopefully it will happen with, you know? So, yeah. I mean, also, yeah, like I said, I might be I think it's legit shooting my shots in the gym. That's the way I look at it. Like, you got to practice like talking to people and like, you know, I have like anxiety sometimes talking to a pretty girl, as much as like people would be like, oh, you go up like to anybody and can talk, like, maybe. But like when actually I'm like, oh, I'm attracted to this person, I start like being like, I don't even know how to like talk, like, you know, so it's like I have to kind of like force myself to kind of be in those situations to learn how to be normal and not like overthink, like, oh my God, I can't believe this girl's even giving me the time of day right now. Because a lot of times I find myself in that situation where I'm like, I can't believe I'm talking to this beautiful girl, like, and I just get so in my head about it. So if I don't talk to more girls like this, like, you know, then I think I'll get better. Like, I'll get better.
I feel like, yeah, but I also, yeah, I feel like some of it maybe is more of like taking a step back and like assessing, like, why am I getting in my head about this? What is, like, whatever. I don't know. I feel like I've just been in a very self-reflective place lately. So like, I don't know if like, it's just like looking, taking it, like, I feel like I get anxious, like, just even trying to talk to multiple people right now, just because it's frustrating to me, because I just don't want to deal with like multiple people if I'm like, you're just annoying. But just because I do put like a lot of effort into other people, like, I like to, I mean, if like I'm gonna try to date you, you're gonna be a part of my life. Yeah. So
I think like, as humans, like, you know, you have those friends where you're like, he like this, like, you've said it before, like, not you, but like, we've all said it, like, I just think they're too good for me or something like that. Like, or like we all have a, like, as humans have a bar that, like, we think like these people in our eyes are out of our league. Like, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes I feel like I push through that out of my league feeling to be like, I do think I'm worth enough to get this person in my, like, I do feel like I'm in this person's league. And if I feel like they're out of my league and I'm like, I think very highly of myself, I could think other people would think that they're even further out of my league. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'd be like, that person's so far out of size league. Like, if I'm thinking that, like, you know what I'm saying?
True.
So sometimes I feel like I have to push through other people's, like, and you do it to me sometimes too. I'm not like hating on it or whatever like that, but sometimes I feel like I have a vision in my head that, like, even if I think that this person or other people might think that this person's out of my league, like, I'm going to try, because I don't think people should be out of our leagues. Like, you know, I think I'm a great person. I have a lot to offer. And I do think highly of myself, obviously. And I can be humble sometimes, but, but yeah, no, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I feel like I can relate this to like when you're looking for colleges and stuff, and they always like told you to like, you know, have a target, have like a safety net, have like a reach. Like, so like, you know, definitely like people are like reach schools for you. And I feel like that everyone has like, you know, their reach schools people. And I think, yeah, like you have to, or I even can relate it to like looking for jobs. I feel like, you know, a lot of women tend to not apply to as many jobs that they don't think they hit all of the qualities for, where more men will apply and end up getting those jobs. So it's like, yeah, I definitely think it's an important thing to, you know, like, shoot shots, try, push yourself out of comfort zones potentially, because then you can figure out, you know, who you like, who you don't, what actually works, what actually doesn't. Cause like, you, maybe you're shooting your shot for your reach goal, and then like, you could be like, yeah, like, let's say like, you're always like, Harvard's where I wanted to go, and you get in, whatever. And then you realize, like, looking into more stuff, like, it's not the one for you.
Yeah.
So
that's true. That's true. That's actually even a better point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get into Harvard, and then you're like, damn, I would have been like happy with doing this other one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know like Harvard is like hot as hell, but like, you know, this person was like, had everything I needed.
That state school though, that really state school, had it
like,
all.
You know, like, cooks, cleans, like, you know, cares for me. Anyways, I'm glad at least we came to like a resolution there. Because sometimes I said this podcast is meant for me to kind of talk through those things, and I feel like finally I was able to kind of get like the out of my league thing out of my head, like, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's very interesting. I don't want to make it seem like I'm a player, I guess, too. Like, that's like a kind of a thing, like, because, okay, that's the other thing. It's like, I'm a player. Now I'm a player because I like a lot of people, but it has nothing to do with like hooking up with people or actually doing anything with people. I'm a player.
I think like players can be though, like, if you are like actively going after like multiple people at once. Also, I feel like it's hard. A player is like, I mean, like, if you're going after multiple people and, like, some of those circles intersect, like, that's going to be more playerish than not, just because it's, like...
But I'm super mindful of all that shit, like, and I'm, like, I won't be, like, trying to, like, you know, like, hide it from people, like, I'm not, like... if it's like that close, like I'll be like, I'm actually talking to this person. Like it happened the other night.
Yeah, but then that's messy. Like that's messy to just be like, I'm talking to your friend too. Like or like whatever. Like
but
that's
it's
like
honest.
God. Yeah, but like that. But I feel like just being honest doesn't like absolve it from not being like a like. Oh, but I'm honest. I'm honest about
Okay, you're right. All right, my bad. But all right, anyways though, back to like the original point, you know, like that makes me a player though, like, you know,
kind of, yeah. I think you could shoot shots, but like if you're
me a player,
huh?
Would you consider me a player?
A little bit.
Okay, well I would consider you a little bit more than me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's exactly what I'm talking about. Because I'm not like hooking up with people and stuff. Like,
I don't know. I'm not even shaming you on that.
Dry. I'm just saying that's why you get a little bit more than me.
I don't know how I'm being a player.
I don't know. I've seen your player ways. I'll say that you're not a player. I've seen your player ways.
You've seen my player ways.
Yeah. There've been times where I'm like, God damn, like, what's going on, girl? Got a lot of them.
See, but then as I say, I whittle them down.
You're not even a player. You're a coach at that point.
I am a coach. I will never be a player. I am a coach.
Yeah, right. So, all right. Well, coach, we got any Bachelor news this week?
Yeah. So, you know, Colton has been broken up with Cassie for a couple of weeks now. Mm-hmm. And it looks like him and Maddie from Pete's season might be flirting a little bit. They are, you know, they're both very Jesus-y, and so they've been like commenting on each other's and like
virgins
posts.
They were virgins through the show.
Yes, exactly. Honestly, I could ship them. They seem like they could be a good couple. So
I personally think Colton's gay.
I mean, he might be.
I just think he is. I mean, no offense or whatever like that. He just gives me, I mean, if I ever got him on here, I'd apologize.
I don't think that should be your apology, I just feel like though. I don't think like, you know, his sexuality is his business, but.
I'm just saying, I think he is. But yeah, I mean, Maddie and him would actually, they both are sporty. They're both, you know, churchy. They're perfect, actually. They'd be perfect together, and that's a way for them. That would be actually super big for both of them within the franchise if they made that work, because I feel like any moment now Cassie's gonna be rolling out her new boyfriend, and it's gonna be like Tiesto or something like that.
Bachelor girls
go from dating bachelors to famous people.
Yeah, well, because her sister is dating an actor, Greg Sulkin, so
right.
I could see her dating an actor, so,
right.
Yeah, but, so Mike Fleiss, well-known executive producer of The Bachelor, who's mm-hmm. also just trash, he announced early last week that Bachelorette, because it'll be, I guess, premiering in the fall sometime, I'm unsure when, will be on Tuesdays because football season, because football Monday night football. There's Monday night football, there's Thursday night football, there's Sunday night. There's a lot of days of football, and I watch all of them. But anyhoozles, so, and then Bachelor will be back on Mondays when it airs in early next year, as it always does. So, you know, long live Bachelor Mondays. We'll see how that goes.
So no Bachelor in Paradise, is that what you're saying?
I have not heard of any Bachelor in Paradise, and I mean I just don't see how they're gonna do it now.
They can easily do it. Like they're always secluded anyways. Like, yeah, they just,
but it's like
everybody
on a resort, and it's like, I don't know.
They should do it in a house, like the Bachelor house.
They could. I think they're going to do like some kind of like updates to how they do Claire's season, but there's like been no firm things. Anyways, and then Becca, as we know her from Ari's season, just had her second baby, and cool. It's already super cute. But yeah, Let's get into our slapper.
Our slapper of the week. Okay. Well, this song, let me tell you, this song is a song I've been listening to on repeat over and over again.
Yes.
The other day I woke up hungover on Saturday and I was just miserable getting in the shower and I played this song and I was like singing it like it wasn't 10 a.m. and I was hungover. Like I was
it just brought the demons right out of your body. You
know? So I don't know where I heard it. It came up like in our music. It was probably my neighbor Kyle actually that like played it or something. But the video is insane. It's so good. This is an Icelandic group actually. So much so that I tried to research.
I have no idea how to say the name.
They have one of those little squiggly O things in it. And I'm like, damn it, how do you say that? So I researched it for like 45 minutes just because I wanted to figure out because I wanted to know. I'm like, I love this song by this Icelandic guy. The song is called Thinking About Things and it's by Dothy Freyr. I'm gonna go with that. Dothy, it's I think that's how at least you say his first name, but he's got this group and they they won this Swedish competition or something, and because of COVID they couldn't actually go on tour or whatever they won from that competition, but they're so good. And this is like the song. If you're if you're getting ready to party, even if you're by yourself, like put it on in the shower. If you're wanting to start
this is a good
day,
getting ready song.
Yeah. If you just want to start your day on a positive, fun, great note, I found you the song and you just found it here on Future Bachelor. So it was all worth it, guys. Without further ado,
it's all worth it.
Thinking About Things, our slapper of the week by Dothy Freyr. Let's go.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper. I always have to say all the words. I got to.
I know I love you. I find it hard to see how you feel about me. Cause I don't understand you. Oh, you are yet to learn how to speak. When we first met, I will never forget. Cause even though I didn't know you yet, we were bound together then and forever. And I could never let you go. To know what do you think about things? Believe it, I will always be there, so you can tell me anything and I'll listen.
Was our slapper of the week, Thinking About Things by Dothy Freyr. Just Spotify Thinking About Things in there and you'll find it. It's awesome.
Well,
YouTube
actually,
it's amazing.
Actually, yeah, or yeah, YouTube the video, and then when you want to just listen to the song, go to the Future Bachelor podcast playlist.
Yes, you're right. They could do that as well.
Crazy.
So, yeah, it's free on Spotify. So, yeah, free. Guys, I'm a little sweaty from
dancing. You were dancing. You were full. We should choreograph like a little. That should be our TikTok.
Well, that's the video. That's the video. Is that they have a dance and everything. It's so freaking good. You guys have to watch it. And I'm not lying. Like every time it's on, I'm always like shake, shake, da, da, da. So good. Anyways, do you have any shout outs, V? What do you got for some shout outs?
I wanted to shout out our friends. This could be a shout out from both of us. I wanted to shout out our friends David and Katie as a congrats on their engagement.
Congratulations, guys. That was dope.
They usually host us for our bachelor watching.
I was pretty drunk when I saw it. I was like, no way.
I know.
So cool.
I know. Good, I got the FaceTime from them from David and Katie in Florida. Amazing. And I was screaming. So
awesome. Who else we got?
I wanted to shout out my best friend, Michelle, because she is well on her way to finishing or doing her wedding planning, and she had picked out her dress. She said yes to a dress.
Okay.
I'm excited for her. And then I wanted to shout out my brother Frank because he just started a new job with a lab this summer before his senior year of college. And amazing. He's just fucking killing it.
Well, mine, I'm missing a bunch of people. But happy birthday to Diana. Happy birthday to Chef John Mark again. Happy birthday to Steven. Happy birthday to my dad up in heaven. And I just, want to shout out Victor and Puma on their anniversary. So it's been 3 years now. It's crazy to see them like grow and become that little family, my family. So, shout out to everybody. Let me give air horn. V, what do you got going on this weekend? Anything?
I'm shooting the
hooch.
I know
we talked about being together this episode, but then we talked about it again, and maybe we should just keep doing this for a little while. Just a little while, you know?
Just a little while. I feel like we're almost through it, but we've had some record high cases here in Georgia, I just read. Yeah. So I was like,
I don't want to be canceled yet.
But yeah, no, I'm shooting the hooch this weekend. I think that's about it. I might go home for 4th of July. That is
what plan. Like next week?
Yeah, might go home next weekend.
Oh, okay, cool. Are you taking any days off?
I think we're getting days off, or at least my team is.
What, like Friday and Monday?
Friday and Monday, yeah.
Yeah, I might have to take that too. So, we are going to have a fun weekend, I'm sure, with more stories to come. And
maybe not as like weirdly serendipitous as this past weekend of like me just happening upon you guys.
Maybe I'll just float up on the river next to you or something like that out of nowhere.
That'd be so funny if you're just like all of a sudden like boop a doop a doop, and you're just like, hey girls. And
I love to do that to you though. Like, do you remember the other day when you looked over to your left and I was just on my bike next to you?
Yeah, that was kind of creepy.
Well, anyways, so that's been our episode, guys. Almost to the 120s, and that'll be fun. And
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. So thank you for listening. Catch us here every week, same place, same time. We love you. This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And we'll see you next week, all right? Deuces!
Bye! Future Bachelor Podcast.